Hello, welcome to another podcast with Master Investor. Glad to be here again on another valuable talk on money, business, and investment. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company and brand. If you're new to our community, ensure to subscribe here and follow us on all other social media platforms. Check out the link in the description so that you have access to tools, resources, networks, and financial education that will help us build our asset column. Here at Master Investor, we're going to learn the business principles of work in all economies. We're going to be talking about using put options to invest in stocks for cash flow, which is important that we always look into the asset classes that we're going to invest in, which are five different asset classes. We need to look for passive income investments. A lot of people only go into investments to get capital gains income. Passive income requires a higher level of financial education. And when we do that, then we automatically tap into capital gains income. But the focus is passive income, because that's how we're going to be able to break free from depending on somebody or having to, you know, show up at a work that maybe you don't like. Maybe people do like their job and they just need to create more income because they have kids, they have things that they want to do and so forth. And just having that job may not do that income that they want, right? Because a lot of people have a limit on how much they can work. So we need to focus on creating other types of income, not just focus on earned income. A lot of people just work their entire life for earned income. We can focus on passive income. Rule number one in our community is that we focus on building and working for passive income and make money work hard for us through sound investing. So we need to understand exactly how to do that. And that's why it requires financial education every single day. This is something that will never stop learning about finances, because money evolves. And today, like many people don't know, and they're unaware due to the fact that, number one, the financial education was taken out of the school system. So people were hindered from becoming wealthy entrepreneurs and inside investors, because if you don't have the manual, if we don't have the education, then how are we going to learn how to invest and create money work for us instead of us working for money, which majority of people do? Majority of people live on the left side of the cash flow circle, which are employee and self-employed. And then on wealth is created on the right side of the cash flow circle. Business owner and inside investor. Business owner controls and owns systems, and an inside investor puts money to work through sound investing for passive income. And of course, sometimes we get capital gains income because some assets will only bring us capital gains income. But when we have financial education, like we're going to talk about today, we're going to learn that the stocks that we can invest in today, we can create passive income with them for positive cash flow by using put options. So we're going to go through the entire exercise. I'm going to give some examples. And if you have any questions, make sure you reach out. Okay, I'm here to help you as much as possibly can through this amazing technology that we have today. Okay, we're doing a live stream here every single day on YouTube. We're doing a podcast at the same time. So welcome to our community. If you're an existing partner, like I mentioned earlier, thank you so much for subscribing and being part of this amazing community, ultimately to help each other become wealthier, right? Become wiser when it comes to money, understanding the business principles so that you can use them, we can all use them, and we can empower each other. And it's about learning how to make the right decisions when it comes to investing, because we have financial literacy, we have financial intelligence, we can solve financial problems. So here we're not gonna be this, we're not gonna tell anyone which stock to buy. That's not our job. That is everybody's choice to make. And we always encourage everyone to do due diligence, but always be actively investing, meaning that you're not giving your money away. You're actually doing it yourself. You're incorporating your company. You're investing. You're opening an account. You're going to go ahead and call the shot. You're going to put the money to work and so forth after you do your due diligence, right? Cash flow are the most important words in the business language. Due diligence are the second most important words. We need to also learn how to calculate return on investment. We did a video on that the other day in a podcast on how to cash on cash return when it comes to real estate. So check out all the past live streams that we have done, because they are very helpful and it will just help you build the asset column, help you create more passive income, ultimately give us more freedom. Okay, that's what we're looking for. We're not looking to be working hard at a job. We're not looking to be working hard for money, for a paycheck, not at all. We're thriving through our asset column. We're operating with the context of the ultra wealthy, which is very different than the poor mindset. And when it comes to money, there are two types of mindset, the poor mindset and the wealthy mindset, to keep things simple. And on the poor mindset, we can combine the middle class and the poor class. And then, of course, in the wealthy mindset, the wealthy and the ultra wealthy, right? And once we reach financial freedom, we can begin to build true wealth, which means that we can now focus on building more assets that acquire other assets that can compound more passive income into our income column. So we're thriving through our asset column. We're not living through a paycheck. We have businesses and we have investments that are working for us 24/7 because there are systems, okay? A business is a system of systems. So we're gonna understand how to acquire our first asset. You never made money online. We're going to talk about creating passive income specifically. And today, by the end of this video, you're gonna learn what is put options and how to use them in stocks for cash flow. An essential advanced stock investing technique that will help us make money out of thin air. Our mission here at Master Investor is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high-quality financial education made simple. We look at opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. If you have any questions, make sure you let me know. I'm watching the chat, and I'm also going to go back to any other feedback that we get through our podcast, okay? Summary, we can also invest for cash flow in order to generate income in the stock market, in addition to capital gains. Learn how to turn a gap down into a real profit. Options grant us the freedom, but not the responsibility, to purchase or sell stocks at a fixed price within a given window of time. Trading comes to mind for most people when they think of investing in stocks. Trading is speculating on an increase and a product's price. The goal is to purchase low and sell high. This produces a form of revenue known as capital gains income. Regretfully, trading stocks or making other capital gains investments is frequently a more sophisticated and less enjoyable form of gambling. There are those who succeed and those who fail. Wealthy people understand how to invest for cash flow or passive income, even in the stock market, as opposed to capital gains income. If there are any capital gains at all, they are the cherry on the top. The flips foolishness. The concept of capital gains is probably already familiar if we have watched those TV shows that include fixing it up and flipping it. It is, in essence, the game of purchasing and reselling goods to make money. Let's take the example of purchasing a $100,000 single-family home in real estate. After making a few renovations and repairs, we sell the house for $140,000. We refer to our profits as capital gains. Capital gains are the profits we make when we sell an item or investment and make money. Today, the majority of investors use their 401ks, mutual funds, and stock purchases to chase capital gains in the stock market. And those assets that they call assets, the 401k, etc., those are fake assets because they're not putting any money into the investors' pocket. Okay, it's just promising them that they're going to become wealthier. And they may look wealthier on paper, but if they're not touching any of the money, then it's not an asset. When it comes to their money, many investors are crossing their fingers and hope for the best. That strikes as a reckless and dangerous. At the end of the day, it's risky because you're losing control, you have no choice, you have no voice, you gave your money to somebody to do it for you, a broker, and so forth. You're not learning how to do anything when we act like that. And that is for passive investors, not active investors. Remember, we want to be active investors. We want to make sure that we are continuously learning how to invest more successfully, and we got to learn from mentors, from people that already been there. And it may take effort, time, and so forth, but it's worth it at the end of the day, because what we're attracting is total freedom. Think about living the lifestyle that you want without having to work every day, checking in somewhere to pay for the things while you could actually be enjoying the things and still be able to pay for all of them with your assets. We live in the best times to do this, okay? Investments and capital gains are profitable as long as market prices rise. However, capital gains investors lose out when markets decline and prices drop, which is an unpredictable event. Are we really up for that risk? I don't think so. Here, we are active investors, which basically is an inside investor. We're closer to the deal than anybody else. In other words, we created the deal. We put the deal together. That's what an inside investor is, and ultimately, that's a master investor. And it has nothing to do with making millions of dollars. It has to do with having freedom and not having to work for money to pay for the bills. We're working for passive income, which is very different than earned income. And if you have earned income, if you have savings, then you need to move that into, first and foremost, financial education. Get a seminar, get an ebook, get something that will teach you about whatever asset you want to go into, whichever you want to acquire. Whether it's an online digital store, whether it's an ebook that you want to sell, a course, maybe an affiliate partner that you found, the products maybe interest you to promote them. So we're going to learn how to create sales funnels, so how to acquire them, because they're already created for us. So basically doing marketing and bringing in daily leads into our email, okay, and how to create cash flow, not only through sales, direct sales, but also using advanced strategies like the ones we're talking about here today. But I just want to make sure that I touch bases on just about everything when it comes to business, because it's important that we keep our minds dynamic. The wealthiest secret to investing: cash flow, or also known as passive income. Realize cash flow occurs when we buy an investment, keep on to it, and receive a cash flow return each month, quarter, or year from it, or even daily. Unlike capital gains investors, cash flow investors usually want to continue receiving the steady stream of cash flow. Therefore, we are not interested in selling our investments. It is the most prudent method to invest, and it is how the truly affluent do it. And remember, we can use debt. We want to encourage everyone to learn how to master the ability to raise debt, right? To use it, to ask the bank to give us money, to raise it through even our credit cards, and use that to acquire assets that will cash flow, that will pay for the debt service back, the interest, and also leave us with positive cash flow. And if we do that and we don't use any of our capital, that means we're tapping into infinite return on investment, because we have none of our capital in the deal and we still control the deal, even though we have a loan, a mortgage. But yeah, that mortgage, that loan is creating us money because it's invested into a sound deal. So it could be even a stock, it could be something that's creating passive income, and that is paying the debt service back, and it's also giving us positive cash flow. So when it does that, that means it's money for nothing. Do you see? So we can create money from thin air. Does it take money to make money? What it takes versus financial education. Because if that statement was so true, then why so many people have money in their bank account and under their mattress and they like to save their money? If they could make money with that money, why is it safe in their bank? That makes no sense. And that's why we always say it's actually, we can actually make money from thin air. We can actually raise capital, because as a general number one of an entrepreneur, so you don't need money to make money. What we need is financial education. We need systems. We need to learn how to raise the capital, how to put the deal together so we can attract the money, and how to invest for passive income. Because when we do that, we will recoup our capital back if we invest in any of our own, and we'll continue to control the asset and, of course, receive the positive cash flow every day or every week or every month, whatever that may be. One way to generate cash flow in real estate is to buy a single family home and rent it out rather than renovating it and reselling it. We pick up the rent each month and cover all the costs, including the mortgage. If we take good care of the property and pay a fair price for it, because remember, we buy we make the money when we buy, when we acquire. So we have to really negotiate a good price at the beginning. We have to be smart at all times. A profit or positive cash flow will be received by UA. The good news is that stocks can also be used in the manner, in this manner. If we buy a dividend paying stock, we will get income in the form of dividends for the duration that we own that stock. We make money in the stock market in this way. However, the story does not finish there. We will go over more sophisticated strategies in this piece of article for investing in the stock market to generate cash flow. Just a brief disclaimer, learn from other mentors that are also having success in stocks with put options and creating passive income. It is crucial to realize though that we are not our stock picker as we proceed. We must choose our own stocks rather than advising all on which stocks to buy or sell. We will only teach how to invest with stocks for cash flow, but not which stocks to pick. Why? What would happen if we allowed or followed our instructions to purchase IBM stock, for example? Nothing will be learned by anybody. In the event that we follow our advice to just go out and buy some gold, nothing will be learned by us or anyone. Worse, what if we were wrong about the advice and our selection and we ended up losing a lot of money? No beneficial to either of us or to anybody. Going beyond buy and hold when investing in stocks. The majority of stock market participants are not investors. They're considered traders by the IRS. These individuals lack education financially, financial education and experience, making them unfit to be inside investors. They depend on outsiders to make investments on their behalf. They have a 401k to invest their money. They have to part up their hard-earned cash. That is how Wall Street's big boys and stockbrokers make their money. They take people's money and bill them for their services. This is how Wall Street exploits the hardworking people who lack investment knowledge to make billions upon hundreds of billions of dollars. But ideally, not us. We will demonstrate to all how to profit from our investments. That implies that we will receive payment for purchasing the asset. Bewildered? It is all right. We will clarify. Let us use an example to clarify. Facebook, whose stock ticker is FB, will be used at one point in time. Facebook looked like this in the diagram that we're showing on screen right now. If you're not watching this and you're listening to our podcast, make sure you go to our YouTube channel and subscribe to the channel because we are sharing our screen and then you can see the diagrams as well. And also we have a newsletter available on our website that is free and you will have the article via email. So when you can't get to the podcast or watch the video, then you just read it on your free time so that you can improve. We go to sleep smarter than we were yesterday. That's something that we do here inside of our community. We purposely use the historical data here to prevent us from trying to go back and simply duplicate this now. That would be foolish. Discover the ideas here. As you can see, at one point it was really high and it dropped. Shortly after Facebook's earnings announcement, this chart was removed. During this results announcement, a few things occurred. Facebook only made $1.75 per share, less than the projected $1.84. They also disclosed that they were experiencing some issues with the number of subscribers. There was a gap down caused by these two unfavorable announcements. What does a gap down mean? A gap down occurs when a stock or other trading instrument opens at a price that is not traded between and is much lower than its closing price from the previous trading session. This causes the closing price of the previous session and the opening price of the current session to appear as a gap on a price chart. There are several reasons why there could be gaps, including number one, earnings reports. A company's stocks may gap down the following trading day in reaction to negative news if it delivers a disappointing earnings report after the market closes. Number two, economic data. The whole market may gap up or down in response to macro events such as unanticipated interest rate changes or negative economic indicators. Number three, events. Any noteworthy company-related event, such as a lawsuit, obstacles to regulations, or a successful product launch, may cause a void. In a similar vein, entire sectors or indexes might be impacted by geopolitical events, natural disasters, or significant policy announcements. Number four, insufficient liquidity. Prices in stock or other assets with low trading volume may be more erratic and may encounter gaps more frequently since there may be fewer buyers or sellers at a particular price points. Facebook, the largest historical drop. Just prior to the announcement, Facebook's share price reached a peak of $220. Following the announcement, the shares fell sharply to $117. This was the biggest market value loss in history at the time. Roughly hundreds of billions of dollars in it made headlines. When they observed this, many people recognized an opportunity. We will traverse investors' Facebook trade from beginning to end. First of all, why did the price of Facebook stock stop declining at $171? Why didn't it fall farther lower? The solution is easy to understand. The price at which individuals began purchasing Facebook once more was $171. It stated differently, they concluded that this was a favorable moment to take action. In essence, traders were asking, when would they be able to purchase Facebook at such a low price again? We advise against attempting to forecast the rise or fall of a stock. That is equivalent to gambling. Rather, we aim to place ourselves so that we may profit from a stock regardless of how high, low, or even sideways it moves. Therefore, even though we are unable to predict with certainty whether it will rise or fall, we can state with certainty that we do not think Facebook will go out of business within the next month. Therefore, a typical investor will purchase Facebook at a discount in the hopes of selling it for a profit at a later time when the price has increased. That is what the typical novice investor might do. However, investor is not a novice investor here, the one that we're going to use as an example. He or she is an expert. Investor intended to invest $17,100 or 100 shares of Facebook stock at a price of $171. Investor was aware that he or she would lose his or her $17,100 if Facebook filed for bankruptcy. However, the investor was prepared to take that chance. Why? Investor had enough education to understand that there was very little chance of Facebook going completely down. However, investor faced a dilemma. Investor is unwilling to part with $17,100 of his personal funds. Rather, he or she desire payment from someone for purchasing this asset. Earning money to purchase an asset. Investor made the decision to acquire his or her Facebook investment through options trading. Options grant us the freedom but not the responsibility to purchase or sell stocks at a fixed price within a given window of time. Investor employed a particular kind of option known as put option. We can sell a stock at a fixed price with a put option regardless of the market price. In this instance, investor offers to buy Facebook from someone for $165 per share by selling them a put option at $165, also known as the strike price. This effectively means that investor will buy Facebook from the buyer even if the stock goes to $150 or less. Why will he promise anything like that? Because selling this put option entitles the investor to an upfront reward, $5 per share in this instance. $100 shares, investor will immediately have $500 in his or her pocket. In any case, investor is getting compensated to purchase an item we desire. Two things can now occur. Number one, Facebook stays above $165. Investor's put option buyer will not exercise the option if at option expiration. Facebook's stock price remains above $165. If they could receive a better price on the open market, why would they sell the stock for $165? As a result, it's related from the investor's duty and keeps that $500 fee. Win-win situation for the investor. Number two, Facebook falls below $165. Investors put option buyer may compel the investor to purchase the stock at $165 if Facebook's stock price drops below $165. The investor will win because he or she was going to acquire Facebook anyhow, and $165 is even less than the initial goal of $171. And don't forget the $5 commission in the form of passive income we receive for selling the option. Our purchase price is so lower to $165 per share. Well, I mean, if we have several of those going at the same time, right, it can convert that $5 commission, it can convert to passive income, because if we're cashing out on one every day, now we're getting $500 a day, and we can also duplicate that. Now we have maybe three going at the same time, or four going. Now we're coming in with $2,000 per day. Now we're above $1 million per year on cash flow, because everything is set on autopilot. We explain more inside of our ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet. So click the link in the description somewhere to get into that digital course and have the ebook. You can also find our ebooks on Amazon. We have three right now, The 10 New Rules of Money, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet, Turn Passive Income On, and How to Invest in Crypto to Build Wealth, Understanding Bitcoin and Blockchain. When you go to our website, you'll have additional assets, because each ebook has turned into a vivid digital course that will grow over time, because we're adding more assets, tools, resources, exclusive data and interviews with wealthy entrepreneurs, new entrepreneurs and inside investors, and whoever can help us more on the topic of each volume to emphasize more. Okay, and everything evolves, so we're going to update, and any asset that we add in there after you get in today, then you will be grandfathered in for life at no extra cost. So it's just a win-win investment on our financial education. Take advantage of this great offer and get inside our digital course through our website, so that you can have those additional assets that ultimately is going to help us build our asset column farther. Ultimately, inside investor is compensated for owning a cheaper stock that we have desired to purchase in the first place. With our asset, we may now pursue even more sophisticated stock methods. However, we won't discuss those now. A plan for the well-informed investor. This tactic can be highly effective, but it does require some understanding and bravery. In essence, we are getting compensated for agreeing to purchase a stock at a lower price than we had originally thought to buy. But it is crucial to keep in mind that options trading has a unique set of dangers, and it's not appropriate for everyone. As with any other investing technique, we must do our research, comprehend the dangers, and be ready for any scenario that may arise, because we are taking action. We are the inside investors. We're pulling the deal together. We're investing in our financial education. So if we want to invest in crypto, then we're going to learn about crypto. We want to invest in paper stocks, we're going to learn about paper stocks, and we're going to actively do it. Okay, that's the main difference between a passive investor and an inside investor. However, this is only one method we use to apply what we have learned about finances to actual investing. We actively create opportunities to increase our wealth rather than only investing passively by being aware of and utilizing tactics such as these. Actively investing, right? So we're going to acquire financial education every day. Make sure you join our community here. If you're new, thank you for listening to this amazing podcast today. Let me know if you have any questions, and check out the ebooks and digital courses. Go into our website so that you can have access to our newsletter. We have an article going out every single day, and this ultimately is going to help us build our asset column and true wealth. It's about the freedom that we have at the end of the day. What type of life do we want to have, and how are we going to obtain that for free legally by utilizing the new rules of money, the business principles that work in all economies, and everything that we're learning to invest for passive income so that we have that stream of income constantly feeding our expenses and liabilities. And if we want to get another liability and want to increase our living expense and live above our means, like we always encourage everyone to live, always above our means. It doesn't mean that we're going to be wasteful, but it doesn't mean that we're going to limit ourselves and say that something is not achievable or not feasible. In fact, we're going to orchestrate something that is legal, that we can put together to raise that capital, and that asset is going to put money into our pocket over and over again. Even after we get the liability, we'll continue to bring more passive income into our pocket. So it can even turn into something bigger than just buying that one liability. It might buy us more liabilities or even other assets that will pump more passive income into our income column. So it's not about shrinking, cutting expenses, getting out of bad debt to create wealth. It's actually the very opposite. It's about expanding, but specifically focusing on that asset column, and then we can expand everything else as well. As that asset column grows, then everything else can grow as well. But we need to be very strict with each dollar that we touch. We have to have a plan so that money can go to work. Okay, so never sit on money, because even before we have it, we already have a plan for it. So as soon as we have that money, have access to it, it's going to work. And that's what we want to create a habit of every single day. Bringing the good and bad news of money, the business principles that work in all economies. I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. Bye for now.